This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. Open lines 248-539-9797.
I see a juicy rumor.
All right. Is it
credible? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, sometimes rumors we don't want to run with every rumor we hear.
This one's somewhat harmless.
Is it harmless?
Somewhat.
Somewhat?
Chad Graff, he's the New England Patriots writer for The Athletic.
Okay.
Has tweeted out. Jordan Hudson has told at least one person that she and Bill Belichick are engaged to be married.
Oh, boy.
Looky there.
Well, candlesticks make a nice gift.
They do.
Yeah.
They do make a nice gift.
I know where they're registered. Good for Bill.
I feel like those are going to be two different bachelor and bachelorette parties. I'm taking a guess.
They might use separate party planners. Yeah, that's a good point.
Mm. Yeah.
Engaged to be married, huh?
Yep.
That's the rumor.
She's told at least one person, apparently, according to Chad Graff, The Athletic.
So, social media post will announce it, I assume. We do follow her on the socials, don't we?
We do?
I don't know. Kang, do you follow her?
No, I do not. Does Belichick know he's engaged?
Somebody should tell him.
Maybe. We'll follow this one. Keep an eye on this one.
Okay. Locked in.
How does it affect the Cowboys?
Yep, exactly. All right, Kang, this whole floor thing. Tom Gores comes out with a statement. As look, the goal next year, return to full strength. The goal next year is to advance in the playoffs. I think that's a reasonable floor. Gator and I only had really one difference of opinion. We thought the Red Wings, as it stands right now with their current roster, the floor is to make the playoffs. They could make some big signings, a trade in the offseason that could change things. With the Tigers, floor is the ALCS, one step further than a year ago. That could change as the season goes on, but as it stands on May 20th, seems like that's a reasonable floor. We disagree on the Lions. I think the floor for the Lions is make the Super Bowl. Gator thinks the floor for the Lions is the NFC Championship game. I haven't seen any feedback on this, but where do you stand on all this?
First thing on the Gores statement, I do want to point out that it caught my eye, at least, before he said advancing in the playoffs will be the goal. In that same sentence, he wrote, with a return to full strength next year. So that makes me think they might not be making a big move. Not that we're going to anyways, but that means, you know what? Let's let Ivy get healthy, Stewart get healthy, and we'll see what we look like.
Well, along those lines, I guess I'll read the next paragraph because he does, for people who didn't see the statement from Pistons owner Tom Gores, you know, he says the goal will be advancing the playoffs. I promise our urgency will not stop. Our players and coaching staff are focused on continuing our positive momentum. Trajan Trajan and his team will act with urgency to strengthen our roster, and I will continue to ensure this organization has the necessary resources to succeed. Trajan will go shopping. I'll pay for it. That's what I read there, right?
Yeah, I just think the shopping is going to be mid to lower level stuff. You know what I mean? Like, we're not getting Giannis. We're not going to get in, you know, any other, like, you know, big time player that might be on the move. Maybe no Markkanen or anything like that. I don't think that's happening. I think it's more guys like Malik Beasley, you know, Schroeder, Tim Hardaway Jr., those type of guys, right?
Yep.
And then, like I said, with the full strength thing, just Ivy and Stewart getting healthy. I think the floor for the Pistons is advancing in the playoffs. I think you want them to get to the next round here. Now they got the playoff experience under their belt. They know what it's like. Because the first time, one of the things we mentioned the whole time when entering the playoffs was, do they have the experience to fight through the battles and the struggles when you're playing hard every minute of a game? It's different playoff basketball, right?
Yep. Yep. We saw it.
For the Tigers, I agree, ALCS. Last year, by miracle or by not, they did win a playoff series. And this year, right now, by record, they're one of the best, if not the best team in the league, right? I think, I don't care that they don't have a big name player. This team is doing it. I mean, their big name player is Tarik Skubal, but I'm talking maybe more like an everyday player. Yep. They don't have, you know, Soto, Judge, you know, Otani, right? But their team is one of the best teams in the league. So ALCS, I don't think, yeah, that's a reasonable
floor.
With the Wings, I am kind of, yeah. I mean, yeah, the floor's been the same, though, every year, so I'm really frustrated with the Wings, which is make the playoffs.
Yep.
I almost feel like, at this point, win a series, because the floor should have been, making the playoffs should have been done already, you know?
There's no question.
So as a frustrated Wings fan, yeah, technically the floor is making the playoffs, but I want more. For the Lions, it's, you got to make the Super Bowl. I want the whole enchilada.
You
got to
make it,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, but at least make it. And you know, Campbell wanted the enchilada last year. I still want it this year, and I'm sure he does too. But yeah, no more NFC title game for me, Gator. I you know, for me personally, it's, you make the Super Bowl or bust. This is one of the elite teams, elite rosters in the league. That's the floor for me.
It's funny. I was going through just a story on Sports Illustrated about, and thank you, Kang. I was going through Sports Illustrated, and they had somebody, one of their writers just said, now that I got the schedule, here's my predictions. And the Lions at 14-3. If they go 14-3 with this schedule, they'll enter the postseason as a favorite to get there. I mean, they will. That would be one hell of a regular season.
Yeah, it would be. And I'm obviously, I'm not thinking that's what's going to be the case, but I think with the Lions, it's getting through the season. I just want them to get through the season. They're good enough to make the playoffs, get through the season, and let's get to the playoffs healthy. Because the NFC is loaded. The AFC, both conferences are loaded at the top end, and the Lions are part of that top end. It's not going to be easy to get through Washington, Detroit, Philadelphia, and then you could throw, you know, another outlier in there if you think it's the Rams or Green Bay or whatever, or San Francisco, whatever the case is.
It's not easy.
I mean, even when the Lions made it to the NFC Championship game a couple of years ago, I mean, just getting through the Rams was tough. Getting through Tampa Bay was tough. And obviously they ran into trouble in San Francisco. But there's just too many good teams right now to say. I mean, this isn't like years past where they're the class of the conference and just, you know, line them up, doesn't matter. It's very difficult at the top.
F a stage for the Lions. It's Super Bowl or bust. If you write Super Bowl or bust, I want to make sure, do you want to win the Super Bowl? Or if they get there, they've achieved a minimum floor. Like, and I know nobody wants to lose a championship and nobody wants to set the goal shy, but I'm not talking about the team. Just saying, what is a reasonable floor for for each Detroit team this year based upon the Tom Gorse letter? The floors for Detroit sports, writes an unnamed texter, Pistons, second round, Lions, NFC championship game, Tigers, ALCS, Wings, I don't care until Stevie is gone. I mean, you're entitled to feel however you feel. That seems like I'd rather be right about not wanting Steve Yzerman here than see the team have success kind of attitude.
Yeah. Look, I think we're about to see an influx of Steve Yzerman talent, drafted talent, invade this roster.
Yeah.
And you're starting to see it now. I mean, with guys like Casper and Sider, Edvinson, Lucas Raymond for sure, Soderblom, these are guys that are his draft picks and they're paying off. when this next group of guys comes through, Brandzik Nygaard and Danielson and Sandin Pelikka and Kosa, hopefully, and others, and whoever they draft this year. You know, this is he's building it up, but it's not happening as fast as we want it to. They have an opportunity this offseason to add to this team in free agency or trade and speed up that process significantly while still bringing in this invasion of talent.
Unnamed texter, Stevie can't even say making the playoffs as a goal. Good for Gores. I don't know where Tom Gores, where Detroit fans are with Tom Gores, but I think the gesture of buying out Monty Williams' contract and then bouncing back with this team, I feel like this a town that was kind of skeptical of this guy, he might be winning some fans over.
You go back like 10 months ago when he had the press conference to introduce Trajan Langdon and J.B. Bickerstaff, and I think those are separate, but just when he gets up in front of a microphone and speaks, it's uncomfortable. He's all over the place.
He really, I mean, even his letter, he the way he processes and thinks about things, just different. I mean, it's just different. And
no, it's almost like he's giving a board meeting, you know, but he's all over the place and he's treating it like a business. And, you know, there's pros and cons to that. But think about where we were 10 months ago when he did that. Did you expect that this was going to be the case, that this team was going to be this good?
No. Oh, God, no.
So now all of a sudden he's got instant credibility. Eating that massive contract, I think fans would have like, oh, this guy sucks. He's just like T-shirt cannon, whatever, you know, buttons it down, is showing all the wolf, all that stuff. they don't like. He's never here, whatever. He's awful. And then you find out, and he just ate $70 million or $67 million worth of a contract from Monty Williams to say goodbye to him. And I think every fan that had that attitude went, what's that? I'm sorry, he did what?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's interesting. And it just put a pause on all the hatred that was coming his way. All the vitriol that came his way, there was a pause because of that one move to buy out the contract of a coach that wasn't getting it done. And then you go out and you take a chance on a GM who hasn't been a GM,
mm-hmm.
and a coach who was, you know, let go because he didn't think he was good enough to get things done in Cleveland. And a few moves here, and this team is where they're at. And all of a sudden, it's almost a complete 180.
248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket.
Well, folks, it finally happened. The weather went from cold and dark to hot and sunny in a blink of an eye, like it does here in the state of Michigan. And I love the heat as much as everybody else does, but you got to be prepared for it, man. You don't want to have that hot house in the summertime. No. You got to take care of things like your air conditioning. You want to make sure it's running cool. And if you got a pool in the backyard, you want to make sure that's running warm this summer. Here's what you do. You call the great folks over at Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling to ensure that that takes place. The red, white, and blue trucks, they're on their way. Just call Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling today. Schedule an appointment at birminghamplumbingco.com. Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your Metro Detroit boiler experts.
Tom Gores with the open letter to everybody saying the goal next year is to advance in the playoffs, posted on social media. So that means get to the playoffs and win a round. And I think we all would agree, barring, you know, major roster changes this offseason, that feels like a reasonable goal. We kind of did it for all the teams. What's the lowest hurdle that they need to clear? And then it'll be hard to say the season's a disappointment. From a guy in a truck, making the Super Bowl would be the floor minimum. From an unnamed texter, either Lions go to the Super Bowl, I'm going to set fire to my Jared Goff jersey. Really?
Oh, my.
Lions floor, NFC championship game, Lions ceiling, Super Bowl appearance. It's from Adam at work. Their ceiling is a Super Bowl appearance. Adam, you don't think they can win it, huh? Interesting. The Wings are not going to make the playoffs, even with a big signing. They have no goaltending, and they need to replace the whole bottom six, and they don't have the prospects to do it.
They do have the prospects. They do have the prospects. 100% they do. Carter Mazur is another one that I didn't mention that, remember, got the chance to play. We were all excited in the first shift.
Yeah.
He gets hurt going into the boards. But he's another one that's going to be competing. Amadeus Lombardi is another one that's going to be competing. They've got a lot of young players that are going to be chomping at the bit to get their opportunity to play for this team in the fall and make the camp out of fall.
Yeah. Tigers floors win a playoff series. Tigers ceiling is a World Series appearance. Red Wings floor make the playoffs. Red Wings ceilings win a playoff series. If Jordan Hudson proposed to Bill, was his response, we're on to Cincinnati.
Sounds like a nice place to honeymoon.
Yeah. Said nobody ever. All right, so here we go. Got an update on a story we talked about last week. It was 10 inmates breaking out of a New Orleans prison. Was it 3/4 of a mile from the French Quarter?
Yeah.
Something like that. We're like, this is an interesting story because if you're trying to blend in, if you're a prisoner, do you run straight to the French Quarter and
try to blend in?
Blend in with the masses there? Is that a good plan? Of the 10 that escaped on Monday, 7 were still at large.
Oh, yep. I was hoping you were going to say 7 were caught.
7 are still at large.
That's not the case.
Yep. A fourth inmate was captured yesterday. So 6 still at large.
Okay.
The reward is $20,000 per inmate. So there's $120,000 worth of inmates running around New Orleans right now. All right. So if the way they broke out, they like removed the toilet and made a hole behind the toilet. And the guys were able to slip through. 10 guys were able to slip through. They actually stopped during the breakout to leave messages for the guards. One of them wrote, "Too easy."
Oh, no. They're trolling the guards on the way out?
They're trolling the guards. Now, he spelled T-O, easy.
Oh.
Yeah. But...
Maybe is there a guard named Easy?
I don't know. Anyway, they trolled the guards.
That's like, you know, this escape... It's a combination of Escape from Alcatraz and Shawshank Redemption. Escape from Alcatraz, for those that didn't see the movie, Clint Eastwood way back when, it was he found that the walls were deteriorating inside of Alcatraz because the sea air just didn't make it. These walls were just starting to crumble. Mm-hmm. So day by day, he started crumbling more and more, and then they would fix grates to it. It's similar to Shawshank. But I bring Shawshank in because it felt like that was directly into the sewer system.
Yeah.
When they get out.
Yep.
These guys are just watching movies, man.
Yeah. Right. So, you know, every guy has thought about if I were on the run, how would I blend in?
Yeah.
I mean, the ideal thing is you got to get across a border. You got to get across a border. You got to be, you know, you probably want to go to Mexico. It's probably easier to blend into Mexico than blend into Canada.
Oh, I disagree.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay, why do you disagree?
Because you'd be the gringo in Mexico, and in Canada, you'd look like, you know, a citizen.
Yeah, but Mexico feels like a lawless land, man.
I understand that part, but here's the other part of Canada. It's like 60% uninhabited.
Yeah, I mean,
there's only like 30 million people that live in the entire country, and the country's massive.
Dude, Mexico's like mostly desert. Also uninhabited, but maybe uninhabitable.
It's very, very inhabited. And yes, there's much desert,
of it, much,
but
much of it is.
Good luck living in the desert.
I drove through it, man. I know. I put my life on the line that one year.
You did. You survived.
Drove through it. But if you, in lieu of getting across a border, I mean, do you just try and lay low for a couple of weeks? How do you get food? Are you begging on the streets?
Doug, would you grow your hair out?
Yes.
Seriously.
I would do everything.
Yeah. No, you got to change your appearance. You look like Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah. Yeah. Get that. I'd get that terrible look. I'd do the Thibodeau look. That's 100%. Go ahead long on the sides. Comb over. I might do the comb over.
Yeah.
Get some glasses.
Yeah. Would you finally grow the beard?
So tattoos like that. I mean, the French Quarter, you could get a costume, an outfit, a disguise in the French Quarter pretty easily.
No, see, that's where you're on. Don't go to the French Quarter, man. That's why the two got caught there.
Did they?
No, they didn't get caught. They're on camera, though. So they already know.
I don't think you stop moving. You have to keep moving. And
you get away from places with cameras like the French Quarter.
Get into the bayou, man.
I mean, yeah.
No. You get eaten by an alligator.
Well, I mean.
You'd prefer that than going back to jail?
I mean, you're busting out of jail. I think you're thinking
you're pretty
life
desperate.
Or death at
yeah,
this point.
Yeah, you're pretty
right?
desperate. No, you're right. You're right.
So we know Doug's going south, Gator's going north.
Yes. What are you doing? I'm going to Mexico. He's going to...
I agree with Gator. I think I'd go to Canada. I try to get to Canada. If I'm trying to cross the border, because now, mind you, border patrol, you know, you're going right into the teeth of people looking for you. I stay away for a while before I make a move outside of America.
And I've been in jail. It's not like I got bribe money, you know, if I'm going to Mexico. Unless I, you know, unturn that rock in Zihuatanejo or wherever,
so
Fort Hancock, Texas.
Fort Hancock, Texas, yeah. You cross, you keep moving, but you don't try and cross a border for a while. That's the plan?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Border's hot right now. They're on the lookout for you.
That's a good point. And my guess is the border to Mexico is probably hotter than the border to Canada.
I mean, haven't you kind of always thought that just find yourself in the woods somewhere?
Yeah.
And just
would you be prepared to live in the woods?
No, I'm not prepared to live anywhere outside of my house, and I'm barely prepared for that.
He's a house cat.
I am. I don't go out anymore. What are you talking about?
I think I could do the woods thing for quite some time. Not like Jansen. Jansen would be the greatest escapee.
What are you going to eat?
Berries. I'm going to end up like Chris McCandless, dead in the Alaska wilderness by eating a poison berry.
Exactly. That's the thing, right? Yeah. You don't know.
No.
You know better than me.
But Jansen, I'm slightly better than you when it comes to living outdoors, I would think. Slightly. Jansen would be the ultimate escapee.
He's too big.
Yeah, I was going to say that too, Gator. But he's massive, man.
But if he gets into the woods, first of all, he'll wrestle the gator. And find a way to cook the gator meat. He'll live off gator meat
time. I'm just saying, like, if police are looking for you, if they're looking for me, looking for, you know, a 6-foot-tall fat guy, there's a million people like me. Looking for a 6-foot-7-inch man, there aren't many of those. But there's no question, if John were out in the woods, would he survive? Yeah.
Yes. Feedback coming in on Twitch here. No shot, Doug's making fun of an inmate's grammar. I am making fun of an inmate's grammar. Although, Settle Down Beavis makes this point. Since New Orleans is nicknamed the Big Easy, maybe he was saying where he was going. Too easy.
Right. There you go. Nice.
Good point. 248-539-9797. What would be your plan? It is Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right, so I was just looking at an update on this prison break story out of New Orleans. Four inmates have been captured. Six are still on the run. Ages 19 to 42. Authorities say some fugitives may have left the city or state of Louisiana. The public's been urged to stay alert, not be alarmed, and report any tips. And the FBI has, this is a great term, surged resources.
Oh,
never heard that. Surged resources. But you know, we were talking about, do you get into the French Quarter and try and blend in? Do you get the hell out of Dodge? You keep moving, you go to the bayou. Nick says Jansen uses AC all summer in his truck. He's got no shot camping more than a day.
Ooh.
Next one, Doug would starve to death. Next one, Mexico is lawless, but criminals kill criminals. You got to get somewhere that doesn't extradite to the U.S. That's from an unnamed texter. Straight to the French Quarter. Pretend I'm a bachelor party. Pretend I'm in a bachelor party. That's from Chris in a truck. Boys, 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 you got it all wrong. You go to New York City and hide in plain sight amongst millions of people. Try to get some under the table work. Change your name, change your appearance.
Sure. How do you get from New Orleans to New York?
I don't know. How do you get to Canada?
Well, you were just comparing the two. I'm just saying.
If
I'm in New Orleans, I'm going to try to, I mean, I wouldn't like it, but try to get through the bayou. You get at least lose the trail. You might lose your life.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in the bayou is going to kill you, but, you know, come across some Cajun dude and ask for help.
The bayou. The bayou is a strange and mysterious place, isn't it?
It is.
You know?
You gotta watch out for that gator. Gator won't sneak.
All right. Somebody just said how long we'd all last.
And Doug would be the first one caught because he turned himself in. Am I right, Gator?
You're probably right. And then he rat the rest of us out.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. Gator's in Canada. What?
He said he was going to go to Canada.
Yeah, right.
Dude. Canada's pretty large. You know where he would go?
Here we go.
Got a fondness for British Columbia, but I'm not sure.
Scott writes in, 97 won the on-air personalities living in the woods. Doug, 8 days. Jansen, indefinitely. Yep. Gator, 1 day. Nice. Kang, 2 days. Kenny, 0 days. Caputo, 3 days. Wojo, 0.0. Costa, 9 hours. Rico, 1 day. Mike, if you're asking, can I survive in the woods for 1 day? The answer is yes.
Oh, man. See, but as a fat guy, I got reserves.
You do.
I got energy reserves.
Yes, you do.
I can last more than a day. I wouldn't like it.
No.
You know, I got some skills. I watch a lot of these shows.
You're all good because you watch a bunch of the shows. Yeah.
You watch Bear Grylls.
Yeah. I used to watch the Survivor shows all
Naked
the time.
And Afraid?
Watch some of that.
Survivor?
You think you'd do not better because you watch Survivor?
No, I don't watch Survivor.
Oh, okay.
Watch the real Survivor
I show. Thought you said you no, watched no, Survivor.
The Survivor shows, like Naked and Afraid. Yes, I've seen that.
Gator would get us to try to play games in the woods.
Yeah. Where's
he'd have, he'd have a conch shell and a torch. Vote us out of the bayou.
Punch Johnny Fairplay right in the face. Where's Boston Rob at?
Well, we keep you updated.
You're the chick that posed naked, were you? Yeah, you know those. Yeah, no, I don't watch Survivor, but I could. I could last more than a day.
The one thing I have going for me in Canada is I got Canadian relatives that could help out. course, that's probably the first thing they do is check
it out. Yeah, they're going to know that.
No, but I got a Canadian Special Forces guy.
He's the first one they're going to talk to.
He won't let anybody talk to him. I think he could get lost as easily as...
He's not going to talk to you.
You don't think so?
No. Second you say, hey, man.
If he knew I was...
I'm on the lam. He's going to... I
got
to go.
Yeah, I got too many Canadian... A bunch of my Canadian relatives are in law enforcement. I'd be screwed. They wouldn't help me. They're not risking their lives, their families to help me out.
So people are texting in now saying that you guys should go places where they wouldn't expect. Like Doug should go out to a McDonald's. They would never look there for him. Oh, Gator should go to St. Louis. He hates the Cardinals.
That makes sense.
Valeni, Ann Arbor.
Yep. Yeah. Right? Make a ton of sense.
They'd recognize him.
No, you change your appearance. The first thing you do is you go to the French Quarter. You get a bunch of new tattoos. You get a crazy wardrobe change. All that stuff would be available.
Again, you're thinking you have money or something.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't have any money. Well, got to do what you got. You got to rob something. Look, I'm a criminal. I'll come up with some money.
Do we have a safe house? Do you have a guy? You got a guy who can make up new IDs?
I got to tell you, that place we stayed in New Orleans was not exactly a Hampton Inn. It was a bit of a...
It was a really cool place.
But it was like a house. It was turned into a rooming house.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was cool.
Someone just texts, Gator would get caught on Jumbotron on Dog Row at Comerica.
Probably true.
It's a great way to get food. Get a ticket to a game and get some.
No, get it right. I'd be caught at Dog Row at a minor league baseball park.
Probably. All right, well, we'll keep you updated on what's going on with those guys.
Well, I hope that they catch them.
I do, too. 248-539-9797. So, I don't know if you... Did you see a story about what's going on in college football? That there's this like this contract that all the...
I saw something last night. I'm reading through it, and then I, you know, my ADD kicked in. I felt like I was, you know, 15 years old again, taking one of these tests, standardized tests with the essay. And then halfway through it, I just lost all... interest in it and just started checking off A, B, A, C, A, whatever.
It's all about...
There's a lot going on.
NIL, you know, signing contracts to follow NIL rules and to have an NIL clearinghouse. And
to have all these, the colleges, universities, the Power Four conferences, to have them all agree to it. And if you don't, then you can be expelled. And there's a lot in there.
Yeah. And you've got this house case, house
ruling.
That's
a whole other thing, yeah.
I was thinking today, all right, are we doing a disservice to the audience by not talking about this, or do people just not care? Because I get the sense that they don't care.
Here's what I think people want. I think people would love for there to be guardrails on this thing. Somehow make it equal for everybody, right? To stop with the wild, wild west stuff, which is going on right now, even though it's benefited some Big Ten schools lately. But if you get a level playing field for everybody, and have the actual rules set in place, as long as we can agree on what those rules should be, I think people would be happier with it. The problem is nobody really knows how to get there. They're talking about putting together some commission to oversee college athletics, which they've done before.
The term?
I mean, what, you know, what the NCAA was in the first
college
place.
College Sports Commission.
Yeah, before they had the Knight Commission and something else. And it's just such a complete mess. And I think, I don't know. I mean,
so here's,
you and I talk about this a lot with what has to change. And I feel like if you bound players to contracts, you know, to earn the NIL money, hey, that's great. You want to be, but you have to commit two years or whatever it is to stay at this university. And
I'll tell you what. So I don't know that people really care about all this stuff, but I did see something today that pissed me off. And that is, you know, I was told with the playoff we'd have better matchups during the regular season. But do you see that USC Notre Dame might be coming to an end?
No.
Yeah, that rivalry is under contract for one more year, and they're having a disagreement about whether or not or how they are going to extend it. And I think every time one of these...
Tough?
Well, because there's...
Because Notre Dame Network?
Yeah.
NBC or
no,
what?
It's... We want the Notre Dame, this is from USC Associate Athletic Director Cody Warsham. We want the USC Notre Dame rivalry to continue, which is why we offer an extension of our agreement. It's a special game, and our fans and our institution will continue to work with Notre Dame on scheduling future games. Story says USC offered a 1-year extension to play in Los Angeles in 2026. That's it. Notre Dame wants a long-term deal. USC wants to play one game at their place and nothing beyond that.
Why doesn't USC want to continue?
USC has expressed a reluctance to enter into a long-term deal due to uncertainty about the future of the college football playoff format. And while assessing the demands of greater travel as a member of the Big Ten, USC has broached the idea of moving the game to a season opening spot on the schedule.
So Notre Dame doesn't want it to start the season that way, and USC doesn't want to keep it up because it could be a deterrent from them making the national championship or the playoffs.
Well, they're like, okay, every other
game every year.
Every other year, we're going to have to add another game, a flight to the Midwest to play at Notre Dame.
I get it.
And so USC made this offer. We'll play one more time at our place. We'll extend the contract one more year, and you come here. And I can see why Notre Dame has said no.
Okay, it's all negotiation, though, right?
I mean, I hope so, but
get the networks to pay for all the expenses, and they'll
every time something like this gets ended, a little part of college football dies.
Yeah,
and that it's a shame. You know, rivalries like Oklahoma, Nebraska, it's gone. Pitt, Penn State, gone. Texas A&M was gone. Now it's back. But it was gone. These are Colorado, Nebraska was a great game. Like, there's a bunch of games, Washington State, Oregon State. Every time, now they can, to their credit, some of those are continuing on their own, but they're better when they're conference matchups. I don't know. That's the kind of stuff that I think fans care about more than we're waiting on the House ruling on the NIL deal.
Well, this is a potential casualty of the way things are going.
Yep.
Although I would think if you're opening up the college football playoff to more teams like they have, then having another game on your schedule, which is tough consistently, like playing Notre Dame or USC, but more so Notre Dame and USC, that would be fine because you can absorb a loss if you're USC and still have a chance to make it.
All right, next couple days, NFL owners are going to vote on some rule changes, and I think some of them, I think fans are going to be interested in this. We'll get to that today at 11:50. Hey, FanDuel's the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with the new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double? Get the latest stats right there inside the app to see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. That's the offer right there that you should take advantage of. If you haven't done it, make that $5 bet, get a win, and then just play with the $200 in bonus bets. Make every moment mean more with FanDuel, the official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Did you see Colin Morikawa is committed to the Rocket Classic?
Yeah, I saw that. It's awesome.
That is cool.
Two-time major champion, number four player in the world.
Let's go.
Keep him coming.
There's a Tony Paul. Tony Paul hinted at that last week that some top 10 player at least won.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he got the heads up that Colin Morikawa might end up at playing here in our PGA event. So that's good news. And we'll see if there are indeed at least one top 10 player. It'll be nice to see and put together a better field. Even though I've gone in years where there's always a name. There's a name or two you recognize.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's well, Tony
more than a name or two.
It's Tony Finau, you know, that kind of thing. But I still enjoy the hell out of it. It's still fun to watch. They're still all great at golf.
Yeah,
it's just different levels of greatness. All right, NFL owners meetings going on right now, and there's going to be votes in the next couple of days. There are four, I think, major things that really people have interest in. There's the tush push. There's NFL players playing flag football in the Olympics. There's the playoff reseeding. And now there's an onside kick rule that they are considering. Which one of these do you want to start with?
Let's start with the onside kick rule.
Okay. So trying to describe what this rule would be, I think only is going to confuse people. But the league is considering changing the onside kick rules to make it easier for the kicking team to recover, adding language that restricts where players on the recovering team can line up for the onside kick recovery. Okay, pay close attention.
I'm trying.
The receiving team may have a maximum of three players in the setup zone, not on the restraining line, but never more than one player in each of the three areas within the setup zone bordered by the sideline and inbounds lines. Got it?
I think so.
Story that I got off of NBC Sports. That language is going to be confusing for most football fans, as the league's new kickoff rules have introduced a new vocabulary that hasn't quite caught on with the general public yet. But the gist is that the new rule is designed to spread out the receiving team and give the kicking team the reality that even if give a kicking team a better chance of recovering onside kicks. So what do you think?
I don't know. It's all convoluted. I hate the I don't like the kicking rules to begin with.
The new one?
Yeah, they've switched over the last couple of years. I wish it was just the way it was. You know, if you're having problems getting players to come out of the end zone with the football, push them back. Push the kicking team back.
So it sounds like you will have less players allowed to line up right where the at 10 yards. You have less players that are allowed to line up at 10 yards. So, okay, that means it's, I guess, more likely you're going to recover an onside kick. This feels convoluted, but there's a lot about the kicking game that looks and feels convoluted right now. So, but the onside kick feels like a formality now. It feels like nobody recovers onside kicks anymore.
No, and it's not like they didn't to begin with. It wasn't a huge recovery rate before, but
they've taken away the element of surprise
and all this. I know that which makes it awful.
The element of surprise gave you a better chance of recovering one of these things. I mean, late in game situations doesn't really matter.
No, I'm not going to be happy no matter what they do, I guess, because unless they go back to the way it used to be, mm-hmm. and they're not going to. So they may as well do the radical 4th and 15 or 4th and 20 play. I think I'd rather see that than to continue butchering this.
Well, for people who don't know what that is, that would be the, if you score a touchdown or field goal and you're going to kick off, you can leave your offense on the field from the 35, you got a 4th and 15 situation. And if you complete a pass for 6 yards and that's all you get, the other team takes over right there. If you complete a pass for 14 yards, they take over right there. If you throw an incompletion, they take over on the 35. It's just like a 4th and 15 play. You got to get across midfield. So also convoluted, but
yeah, but more entertaining, I guess, than what this is.
Tush push. They need 24 votes to get rid of it. They need 8. Philly's trying to, I guess, muster some support from 8 other teams to keep it. What do you want to happen with the tush push?
Well, the problem that I have with the tush push is that I think it's an illegal play because you have, it probably isn't, but I just don't like
by
it because
definition, it's not.
Yeah, because you're allowing players that don't have the football to push the guy that does have the football forward. I don't like that. I don't think it should be like that. I think it's up to the guy who has the ball. He's the one that's got to make it happen. The guys can block for him, but I don't think they should be able to push him forward. I don't think you should be able to pick a player up and carry him forward. We saw the Lions do that a couple of years ago, and it mm-hmm. was fun and made the highlights, but I think that's ridiculous too. So I used to be on the side of, well, just defend it, you know, because it's not a safety issue. They've done the research and studies, and they say it's not teams would claim, well, it's a safety issue. It's not. Nobody gets hurt in this. Or if you do, it's rare. So that's not it. What it is it's kind of unfair. So I've changed my tune on this. Now I'm like, I don't want this turning into rugby.
Yeah, it's a terrible play to watch. It's
well, successful. If it's your team doing it, you'll take the touchdown. You'll take the first down. But
I've spent the bulk of my football watching career not having my team run the tush push, and I've never felt like I was missing out. It's a boring ass play to watch. I have no interest in watching teams line up in a rugby scrum. And is it tough to defend? Yeah, it's tough to defend.
Well, it's tough to defend when they're... Yeah, it's impossible to defend when you got players behind the guy pushing them forward.
And yet it has been defended, but quarterback sneak's a tough play to defend. But,
yeah, but
it
nobody's
feels
pushing
like
you.
Nobody's pushing you. Kang, how do you feel about the tush push?
Yeah, I don't like it. You know, it feels like they took a loophole and took advantage of it. And it's totally within the rules, obviously, right now. And obviously they're voting for it for a reason. I think everything in sports in general comes down to entertainment value. Is this entertaining for the fans to watch? And I don't think it is, you know? You could debate whether it's a fair or unfair advantage, but in the end, is it something that people enjoy watching and viewing? And if they don't, get it out of the game. You know, they do it in other sports all the time, you know, with Hack-a-Shaq or the shift in baseball. Whatever it is, they're always trying to change rules to make it better for the viewer. And I think in the end, no one likes watching this play. They don't. And a lot of the players don't like it performing it or doing or having it performed on them, I guess. But yeah, I don't think it's, I don't like it.
It probably doesn't help that Philly is the team that made it popular, that had the most success with it, and they went out and won a Super Bowl.
Right. I mean, you got the best running back in football and you've got the most athletic quarterback, and you're adding to that by having guys push those guys forward.
Yeah. All right. What about NFL players in the Olympics? A proposal would allow one player per NFL team to be selected by a country for the Olympics in addition to each team's designated international player. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
One team to be selected by a country, does that mean Patrick Mahomes might be quarterbacking France? I
have no idea what that means.
Like, don't you have to be from that country?
To compete in the Olympics, you have to have a tie to the country, yes. Citizenship or something adjacent.
So are we looking at, and basically we're going to load up Team USA to beat the living crap out of everybody in flag football?
Well, I'm not sure. Or does Amon-Ra St. Brown, does he play for Germany?
Would he want to?
I don't know. First of all, I think it's ridiculous that flag football is going to be an Olympic sport.
Do you?
Yeah, it's flag football. I mean, come on. You want to try to make football, go ahead, but I don't even want that. But flag football is ridiculous. And then to ask NFL players, sure, you can do it. One per team can go. I don't like that either. There's plenty of athletes here that didn't make it to the NFL that are more than capable of representing whatever country it is to play in a flag football league.
Right.
Don't pull the... we don't need to go all dream team here, do we?
I don't think so, but... I mean, it really does sound like countries can draft NFL players. And that seems really odd to me.
It's what, 2028? For the 2028 Olympics, we got a couple years
out. A limit of one player per NFL team on each national team participating. Okay, so you can't have more than one NFL team on Team USA.
Right, so two Lion players can't play for Team USA.
A limit of one NFL player per... One player per NFL team on each national team participating. That sounds to me like it can only be one NFL player per team. France can only have one NFL player. I don't know. This seems really weird.
I don't know. A little convoluted. We got some Tiger news.
Is it good?
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to that at 12:02 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.